How many sharks does it take to grill a Greek nationalist? One. And a Jewish shark at that. Though former hairdresser Emily Maitlis sinks her Jewish fangs into Syriza's new finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, he deftly curbs her prickly Jewish tongue.
There seems to be a lot of ambiguity in what you're saying, because you present one face.
No, there's a lot of ambiguity in your reports.
Well, there's...
Excuse me.
Sure, there's one face, though, isn't there?
Just one more second. There is no ambiguity in our reports. You're cutting me down and cutting me off.
Yep. An exact metaphor for the debt enslavers. I mean the IMF, who wish to cut Greece down with economic pillage and plunder. It's deviously called privatization.
What about the privatization of the ports? Are you going to go ahead with that, or are you going to reverse that?
As a finance minister, I can assure you that the particular investment in the port of Piraeus, which has been unfolding over the last few years, has my full support. And I would like to be part of an attempt to attract to this country foreign direct investment that has a similar effect on raising productivity and competitiveness.
How deftly he turns the destructive direction of the interrogation into a constructive path. The theft of Greece's national treasures for pennies on the dollar ain't going to cut it.
The privatizations that have been mostly being pursued over the last few years have been a kind of fire sale in the middle of a deflationary process where essentially, assets that are potentially very valuable to this nation are being sold off during the deflationary crisis for peanuts, and even those peanuts are being thrown into a black hole of unsustainable debt.
A black hole of Jewish enslavement. The IMF is a bastard child of the Jewish-owned Fed, whose real head, Stanley Fischer, was first deputy director of the IMF from 1994 to 2001, just before heading up the Bank of Israel. He's a bona fide economic hitman who fully kosherized the IMF. Now she plays the anti-Semitism card.
Do you trust the people that you are in government with now? For example, your coalition partner who claimed last month that Greek Jews paid fewer taxes than other citizens and were given preferential treatment. Are you happy working alongside him?
The wild beauty of democracy is that we have to respect the fact that the people of Greece have not given us an absolute majority in parliament. We formed a government very quickly, and I believe that our partners throughout Europe were relieved that this country has a functional government.
You're saying this is a strange bedfellow made of necessity, or you're saying it's fine?
Well, does Mr. Cameron endorse everything that Mr. Clegg say? This is how coalitions work.
Bravo, Yanis. You see right through the Jewish ruse to turn valid criticism of Jews into anti-Semitism and thus discredit real reform.
You want to reverse structural reform. You want to raise the minimum wage.
No,
no. Because that was what your manifesto said.
Hang on a second. No, just a second. Let's take it one thing at a time. Not only do we not want to reverse structural reforms, we want to deepen them, make them more extensive. We've had enough as Greeks of being in a country which needs so desperately reforms and is not getting them. Greece has not been reforming over the last 5 years. It's been deforming.
It's the same old Jewish scam of cannibalizing countries with IMF debt. Real reform of deep-rooted problems is a partnership where both the country and the lender are benefited. But with IMF reform, the lender ends up with the assets and the country gets raped. The IMF starts by writing up glowing reports by Goldman Sachs experts. Investments will improve your revenues, they promise. But when the revenues fall short, the IMF snivels. We're so sorry you screwed up. Give us your national treasures and we'll renegotiate. But Syriza ain't buying it. Italy and Spain aren't far behind. They just might throw off the Jewish corpse, rotting the entire Eurozone.